Okay, so in this part we're going to be praying for and thinking about the children, particularly in the Henan province, who've been receiving pictorial Bibles. Now, Henan province has 140,000 Christians living there. They gather in 425 places of worship, led by 9 ordained ministers. So that works out at 15,500 people to each minister. So if you fancy that, Dave. Now, in this church we see here, there's only 2,000 members. So that's quite a small church. But I heard that even at their 5:30 in the morning prayer service on a Wednesday morning, gets 150 people. Can you imagine that? And this church has a vibrant Sunday school, which is quite unusual, because it's only very recently that children have been allowed to be taught the Bible. So this is quite new to them. And this church has 3 Sunday school classes. They have one for older children, and they're taught separately in a room upstairs, while the toddlers are taught in another room downstairs with grandmothers looking after them. And then there's another class of 6 to 10-year-olds, which is this class here. And you can see by the look on their faces, they're absolutely delighted to be given these pictorial Bibles. Now, these Bibles are a compilation of 100 Bible stories. And I know some of you have done E100, haven't you? Bible in 100 stories. Well, that's very similar to this, but obviously aimed at children. It's written in English and Chinese, which is greatly loved as they teach them English. And it encourages the children and the parents like that, the teachers like it, so they're learning English too. And United Bible Societies has sponsored this project. Now, before they had these Bibles, the children had to... I've got another picture of them there. The children had to have verses copied out of adult Bibles for their teachers to teach them. So they're absolutely thrilled that they don't have that anymore. They have actually Bible verses that are much easier for them to read and to understand. And I heard of this lovely prayer that a little girl called Guo said. I think she must have had some help from her teachers, because I'll read you her prayer. She's 7 years old, and I read that she clasped her hand in prayer as she said this: "Oh God, please help me to have Paul's purity, Deborah's praise, Abraham's faith, Esther's courage, Solomon's wisdom, Ruth's loyalty, Paul and Silas's joy, Mary and Joseph's love, Noah's thanksgiving, and Moses' willingness to serve." Not bad for a 7-year-old, is it? But she knows the characters of the Bible, because she has her 100 stories in her picture Bible, and she's read it, and she knows about the characters in the Bible. These children are giving the thumbs up, because they said they now have a deeper understanding of God's word now because of the simplified language and illustrations in their Bible books. This little boy is called Quinn, and he's 11, and he said that after studying his new Bible for 3 months in Sunday school, he no longer found it difficult to understand. And he told us that he's grown deeper in his spiritual life, which is... for a child to say that, 11-year-old child to say that, is wonderful. And another little boy who's 11, called David, he said, "We were told that many Christian friends from overseas have been supporting us, and we're touched by your generosity. We promise we will be diligent in our learning and hope to grow up to be a blessing to society, bringing glory to God." That's how appreciative they are that they now have their Bibles. And going back to little Guo, the little 7-year-old, after she'd finished that wonderful prayer about all the characters in the Bible, she finished it with thanksgiving. She said this: "Thank you, Lord, for giving us the Bible, the most precious treasure of all." And so prayer pointers for China. I think that more children around China would have the opportunity to be given these special children's Bibles, that the Amity Press would be able to produce more that they can send out and get to the children. And I think more than anything, for the children who receive these Bibles, that they will grow up to know and to love Jesus as their personal Saviour.
Could you just repeat
those? So that we will be able to get more pictorial Bibles to more children around China, that Amity Printing Press will have the resources to be able to print more and get them out and distribute them, and that the children will grow up to know Jesus, to love Jesus, to follow Jesus in their lives.